जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी ोदानन्दन व्रज जननन्दन गमोदा तीर आवन चारि गमोदा तीर आवन चारि राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जननन्दन गमोदा तीर वन गमोदा तीर वन जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी
जय मतपातरम सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी गोपादी जय अनंत गोस्वामी की जय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास छात्र की जय। वृंद कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौ भक्त विनय श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपनाथ शाम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदेव धाम की जय स्वामी को भक्त विनय की जय ऑल ग्लोरी श्री कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी श्री कृष्ण थैंक यू वेरी मच
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 24 Tata Kalo
Kalo
Sampravritte
Sampravritte
Sammohaya
Sammohaya
Sura
Sura
Drisham
Drisham
Buddho
Buddho
Namna
Anjana
Anjana Sutta
Sutta
Kikateshu
Kikateshu
Bhavishyati
Bhavishyati
Tatakalo Sampravritte
Tatakalo Sampravritte
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Buddho Namna Anjana Sutta
Buddho Namna Anjana Sutta
Kikateshu Bhavishyati
Kikateshu Bhavishyati
Tatakalo Sampravritte
Tatakalo Sampravritte
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Buddho Namna Anjana Sutta
Buddho Namna Anjana Sutta
Kikateshu Bhavishyati
Kikateshu Bhavishyati
Tatakalo Sampravritte
Tatakalo Sampravritte
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Buddho Namna Anjana Sutta
Buddho Namna Anjana Sutta
Kikateshu Bhavishyati
Kikateshu Bhavishyati
Tatakalo
Sampravritte
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Sammohaya Suradvisham
Thereafter, Kalo, the age of Kali, Sangpravritte, having ensued, Sammohaya, for the purpose of deluding, Sura, the theists, Dvisham, those who are envious, Buddha, Lord Buddha, Nama, of the name, Anjana Sutaha, the son of Anjana, Lord Buddha, Ki Kateshu, in the province of Goya, Bihar, Bhavishyati, will take place. Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Goya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist.
So, these words have significance. Bhavishyati. Bhavishyati means in future. He'll appear. Other avatars, that like Lord Ramchandra, Krishna, they have been described that he appeared for doing this work. Similarly, in future also, who will appear, that is also listed. So, no Sura incarnation can come in, because past, present, future, everything is described. Bhavishyati, this Bhagavad Grantha, Shastra, was written 5,000 years ago. Now, 5,000 years ago there was no Buddha. But in future he'll come, and that is mentioned here, Bhavishyat. Not only Buddha's name only, but his mother's name and the place where he would appear. And this is called Shastra. No speculation, fact, either past, present or future. It doesn't matter. Trikalajna. So we accept knowledge from such person who knows past, present and future. The persons who do not know even present what is going on, how we can accept knowledge from it? This is not our process. Our process is to receive knowledge from a person who knows past, present and future. Just like Krishna and the acharyas, they know. Our knowledge is perfect because we are receiving knowledge from the perfect as it is. Therefore our knowledge. It is not that I am perfect. I may not be perfect, I may be perfect. But because I am accepting the perfect knowledge, therefore whatever I speak on that basis, that is perfect. This is our process. You don't require to research. What research you make, you are yourself insufficient. What research you can make? Your senses are insufficient. You try to see the cosmic manifestation with your microscope or telescope, but that is also manufactured by you. So you are imperfect. So whatever you have done, that is all imperfect. How you can know? If you are imperfect, there are four defects of the conditioned soul. One is, sure to commit mistake. anyone, any big man of this world, he must have a mistake. His illusion. He's accepting something for something. Every one of us, we accept this body as I am, self. And we are fighting on this basis. I am American, you are Indian, you are Hindu, I am Muslim. Only on this bodily concept of it. But Bhagavad says, as soon as we find a person on the platform of bodily concept of life, he is animal. That's all. Saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow. Khara means ass. So, anyone who is under the bodily concept of life, he is fool like this. That's all. So these shastras are written just like Vyasdeva. Vyasdeva is speaking that Tikiteshu Bhavishyati. Tikiteshu means the province of Vaya is still existing. Bhavishyati. When Tata Kalau Shankra Vitti, Kalau, this age is called Kaliyu. Sankravitti, just in the beginning, the Buddha appeared 2,600 years ago. So, for thousands of years, it is beginning. Just like the sunset and the sunrise, there is an intermediate period. It is neither light nor dark. That is called intermediate period. Similarly, at the end of every millennium, yuga, and the beginning of another yuga, that is called sampravitti, just beginning. So, sampravitti is just in the beginning, because the duration of Kali Yuga, this yuga, Kali Yuga, it will exist for 432,000 of years. There altogether, all the yugas taken together, there are 4,300,000 of years. Out of that, Kali Yuga is 432,000 of years. So out of that 432,000 of years, we have passed only 5,000 years. We have passed only 5,000 years. The Kali Yuga has begun from after the death of Maharaj Parikshit. During the time of Maharaj Parikshit, the Kali Yuga could not enter. He was so strong king. Kali Yuga means these four principles. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat-eating. This is Kali Yuga. Before the beginning of Kali Yuga, there was no such thing in the world, all over the world. With the beginning of the Kali Yuga, these things have begun. Illicit sex, intoxication. Now it is so spread that every home, every house, every country is full of these four principles of sinful life. So, tatasankhavitte kalau sarmohaya suradvisham. Suradvisham. Disha means, I don't like to see you. That is called disha. Desha. Ichha desha. We have got two kinds of likings. We want to see somebody and we do not want to see somebody. Ichha desha. These are our activities. Ichha desha samathena sarki janti parantapa. Our creation within this material world, ichha desha. We wanted to enjoy this material world and we did not like Krishna. Desha. Desha means I don't like. There are so many things he say I don't like. So as soon as he don't like Krishna, God, and want to enjoy this material world, then he fall down, immediately. Ichha desha samuttena sarje janti parantam. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarje means this is the cause of our creation of this material body. Just like when you enter into the water, just like so many swimmers now entering within there, you have to take a particular type of dress. As you are going to the moon planet, you have to fortify yourself with a particular type of dress. It costs about $40 million, something like that. Similarly, the spirit soul, we are all spirit souls. When we want to enter this material world, we get this material world. This is the process. Just like they take pleasure diving within the water, swimming like the fish, that natural tendency is there. You cannot say, why I have come to this material world? Why you are swimming within the water? Why? Who has induced it? There is no such question. But the fact is, as soon as you want to enter this material world, you have to accept this. Otherwise, you cannot work here. And this is the fact. So, our problem is that we have entered this material world out of our own will. Ichha desha samuttena. Lord, Krishna has not pushed us. You wanted something for your enjoyment, so-called enjoyment. Krishna has provided. Just like you want to enter into the prison life, therefore government creates a prison house. Government does not like that there should be prison house and government has to make a department, criminal department, and spend millions of dollars for nothing, for maintaining the prison house. Government has no such thing, plan. But because you want to enter into the prison house, therefore, before you are entering, government is prepared. Here is your house. Please come. So that is the way of material creation. There was no need of this material creation. Some rascal question that why God has created this miserable world. You wanted, therefore God has given you. Jeevathamang prabhadante tang sativa bhayamma. Krishna says, Krishna is very kind. You wanted such a thing. The same example, the prison house. The prison house, is, government is not canvassing. Please, you all gentlemen and ladies, come here. No? You are going. You are going. Similarly, this material world is created for you because you wanted it. And here, you cannot expect, as you cannot expect in a prison house to live very comfortably. Because after all, it is prison house. There must be tribulation so that you may not come again. You cannot expect that prison house will be very comfortable and you live forever. Upon this infliction of so many conditions, so many miserable conditions, still we do not want to leave this place. Just see how much attachment we have lost. Dukkhalayam asasadam. This place has been described that it is a place for suffering. It is not the place for enjoying. But still you are not inclined to leave it. Dukkhalayam asasat. You cannot make even compromise. All right. It is a place of suffering, but we have got our radio and television, we shall leave here. No. You may have your radio, television, and if you make compromise, nature will not allow you. After some years, it get out. Please get out of this apartment. Now, what my television and this, that's all I did get out. Kasasatam. You cannot make even compromise. They all like it is miserable place. I leave. But he will not be allowed to leave. So, the police left because they do not understand. Bhutta, bhutta, paliyate. Therefore, Lord Buddha appeared. Disasters. Son Mohaya, Surat Visha. Surat Visha means last case, atheist. There is no God. In Buddha religion, they don't believe in God. Yes. There is no soul, there is no God. There is Buddhist theory. Sunnavadi. Everything bhar. Make bhar. Buddha philosophy is that this bodily pains and pleasure are due to the combination of matter. This body, this gross body, or this subtle body, is made of physical matters. Earth, water, air, fire, ether, and mind, intelligence, ego. These are gross and subtle matters. So Buddha philosophy is that due to the combination of this matter, we are feeling pains and pleasure. So everyone is trying to eradicate all kinds of pains. That is the struggle for existence. So these pains will be automatically mitigated if you break this combination. That is Buddha. Nibbana. That is called Nibbana. Break. Just like this house is combination of several material things. Now when it is broken, we have seen so many houses have been dismantled. There is no more house. And as soon as there is no more house, there is no question of living or feeling pains and pleasure. That is Buddha philosophy. The Shankara philosophy is no. Simply breaking is not the solution. There is soul within this. Dehinasmi jathade. Shankara is saying that where from this living cognizance comes, there is soul. There is Shankara philosophy. But he is Nirvishesh body, Nirakar. That consciousness has no form, he says. The part of development is this Vaishnava philosophy. That as soon as there is consciousness, there is a person. These are the gradual development. Actually, they are not contradictory. But according to the time, circumstances, different types of philosophies are. Just like Jesus Christ, he is advising, thou shalt not kill. That means the people were so much accustomed to kill. Very first class gentlemen. They simply wanted to kill. So what advice can we give him there? First is that thou shalt not kill. So according to the time, circumstances, man, the different scriptures are there. The ultimate aim of scripture is to bring one to Krishna consciousness. But everything is not explained. Because the people are unable to understand. Because in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are making movement, but not that everyone is understanding. Those who are very intelligent, or those who are whose background is past, they can understand. Namana duskitana mulha prasadante naradhava. Those who are miscreants, mulha, rascal, naradhava, lowest of the mankind, and maya aputagyana, and knowledge is taken away by maya. Such person never submit to Krishna. But who submits? Chaturvidha bhajanti maam, sukriti maam, those are pious, out of them, four classes of men are so arthati, gani, jigyani. Artha means distress, and arthati means need of money. Gani means man of knowledge, wise man, and jigyani to inquisitive. So, Lord Buddha appeared at a time when people are too much addicted to animal killing. Still it is going on. Kesava Bhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Sadaya Ridaya Darsita Pasu Ghatam. Pasu Ghatam, any religion where Pasu Ghatam is there, that is not religion. That is not religion. That is simply barbarianism under the name of religion. God himself becomes so much disturbed that these rascals are simply killing. At that time, of course, the Buddha religion was not there. The so-called followers of the Vedic religion. In the Vedas, there are sanctions for killing animals in a special sacrifice. But people took it as general and they began to kill animals like anything. Under the protection of Veda. Therefore, when Lord Buddha began to preach his philosophy, ahimsa, non-violence, he did not accept the authority of Veda. Because people will misuse it. Therefore, he said that I don't care for your Vedas. Later, Lord Jesus Christ rebelled against the Old Testament. He formulated his own testament, New Testament. Similarly, Lord Buddha also, he rejected Vedas and he presented his own philosophy, ahimsa, non-violence, ahimsa parama dharma. Because he was very kind upon the poor animals. Sadaya ridaya dar sita pasu ghatam. Pasu ghatam means animal killing. Ninna si jagga vidhi raha suti jatam. Suti jatam, suti means Veda. In the Vedas, although there are in particular cases, there are animal sacrifice. That is also very restricted. But we cannot say that there is no animal. There is, in some cases. So, Lord Buddha, needlessly, he declared, no, I don't accept your Vedas. Therefore, Buddha religion is different from Vedic religion, because he rejected Vedas. And in Vedic followers, because he rejected Vedic principles, Vedic followers said that you are Nastic. Nastic means unbeliever. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained this Buddha religion. Vedana maniya bodha hoila Nastic. Because Nastic means atheist, means one who does not follow the principles of Veda. That is the Arabic religion. There is such restriction, just like Christian religion, one who does not believe in Christianity, they are called heathens. Similarly, in Mohammedan religion also, one who does not believe in the Mohammedan religion, they are called kafirs. So, everyone has got manufactured some work. But so far, our religion is concerned, we accept anyone, either he's a kafir, or he's a heathen, or he's a Hindu, or Muslim, because Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is for here, Lord Buddha also, he's also for everyone. But he wanted to treat Surat Disham, San Mohayo, San Mahade Surat Disham, those who are envious of the devotees, atheist class of men, just to cheat them. That when Krishna, a God chief, that is also for the welfare of the people. So, he wanted to stop animals. So he said,
Thank you. Thank you.